Sometimes we like to take a long drive on Sundays and look at open houses we can't possibly afford. Imagine what it must be like to be that rich. This is what the poor do when they get bored. So we go into these fairy tale houses, big front porches with columns like in Rome. And then we drive back to our own reality, our falling apart and no cash to fix it a little home. Haves and the have-nots, two very distinct communities. The haves and the have-nots, how I wish the haves included you and me. Went to look at this one palace yesterday, as fancy and as beautiful as any house could be. Three-car garage, a floor-to-ceiling fireplace, huge gourmet kitchen, and a first-floor master suite. But on their beautiful Italian marble mantel, couldn't help but notice next to a single white rose. They kept some laminated newspaper clippings about their teenage son who died from a drug overdose. Haves and the have-nots, it's not about what money buys. The haves and the have-nots, seems the have-nots have more than they realize. The owners of this fancy house first seem to have it all, but in reality, we just have so much more. Sometimes we lose sight of the riches in our lives, we need to know the meanings of rich and poor. So I looked at my own bored 6-year-old son, realized this would be the last new house we'd ever need to see. Thank God for the blessings in my life. We got in our beater car, pumped 3 times and turned the key. Who are the haves and the have-nots? Two very distinct communities. The haves and the have-nots. Oh, it would seem the haves include us three. Yeah, it would seem the haves describe us to a T. Maybe that's the way that God intended things to be. Yeah, maybe there's a lesson here for you and me. Sometimes we like to take a long drive on Sundays. Yeah.